What is dominion? Dominion is rule, isn't it? Look back up in verse 12. Let not therefore sin reign. Reigning is power. What did the man in Iraq do? He reigned. There were people against him. We all know that. But he put his foot upon the neck of whoever was there. He was the man that was in control. He was the man that was in power. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. Verse 14, sin shall not have dominion over you. And this may throw some people. Let's look carefully at it. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Let's remember that the law was given. The law was given to prove to man after the flesh that he had need of a Savior. I'm a Gentile. The law really never in an official way was given to me or to you. Most of us here would be Gentiles. But the law applied to which man? To which one of the men? We've had an old man and we've had now this new man in Christ. Which man does the law in principle apply to? The old man. It was the old man that it was given to. Do you remember what that old man said when the Lord gave that law to them? Oh, Lord, this is your lucky day. You've run into people that are going to keep everything that you've said. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to be where we should be. We're going to say what we should say. That's what Israel said in that day. Do you know what? We would have said the same thing. That would have been the very lips from our words. But the law applied to that old man. Where's that man gone? He's buried. He's gone. Well, I can see the truth then of this verse. You are not under the law, but under grace. Well, that's wonderful. Well, if I'm not under the law, but under grace, what am I going to do? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Then we come to what this brother was saying. Well, I'd like to see something practical. Oh, how good it is. God's word is practical. I just have to follow the teaching. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey. I marvel at people that say the word of God is so complicated I can't understand it. I think you learned this in the sandbox. We learned this a long time ago. Whoever we yield ourselves to, we are servant to that person that we are yielding to. Now, young people, is that complicated? I don't think it is. But this is the teaching of this chapter. Now, follow it on through. Whether of sin unto death, what was the wages of sin? It was death, wasn't it? Or, he says, of obedience unto righteousness. I'll give us one more verse. But God be thanked that ye were. What tense is that? Past tense. Ye were the servants of sin. Everybody has a past. We all have a past. But ye have obeyed from the heart. You see, and this is really what we're talking about today, isn't it? These are matters concerning your heart and mine as a believer in Jesus Christ. Ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Let's help us now. Let's have a little talking on these last, really from verse 14 to 23. We've got about 15 minutes.
Just to go back briefly, and baptism in Scripture is always unto something or unto someone. In Galatians, it's unto Christ. 1 Corinthians 10, I think, unto Moses. It means that they came under Moses' leadership, under his authority, under his control. They left Egypt behind, and there were no under Moses. We get the thought here many times, several times, yield yourselves unto God. The thought of righteousness unto God. There's holiness unto God. Young people, having been baptized, we are now under a new leadership, new management, if you will. Creative accounting is of the old man. There's a now new accounting, proper accounting, right accounting according to God. We're under His leadership, under His control, under His dominion. And what a privilege it is to live our lives pleasing to God, pleasing to the Lord Jesus. This should thrill our souls. We're now free, free from sin, free from that old man to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven. This should thrill our hearts. We've been brought into something that is new altogether. Newness of life. Life in Christ. Able to serve in newness of life and to walk pleasing to God. So we're under grace. And we spoke earlier of God's righteousness being added to our account, right? You remember that? Someone has said, grace, God, our righteousness, Christ, E expense. That is true. God's righteousness added to my account, but think of the cost. We've been speaking about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all these things have been placed on our account based on the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection.
So what we've come to then is we've learned the doctrine, and now we've come to the what does it show forth? And doctrine that's used aright, okay, will govern that practical part of my life. It will govern my walk. Because what will happen is that doctrine, verse 14, 17, has told us, okay? God be thanked that ye were, past tense as Chuck said, the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed. That's also past tense, and I'm going to say to Emil that that's our fourth word on top of the three.
Yes.
Okay?
Write that down. That's, we said knowing, reckoning, yielding, and obeying. Yes.
Okay? And that's the fourth word. And how have we obeyed? Okay, it's from the heart. Okay, it's now come. It's not just something at the beginning of a chapter that we've known about. That's head knowledge. Okay, but it's gone all the way down into our heart. And we have the verse, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What's in the heart is what governs our lives. Think of Monday, where we talked about our throat being an open sepulcher. Okay, it's open sepulcher of death and filth, and we talked about what we were, and that was what was in us. Really, that was in the heart. The Jews who were obeying the law outwardly, because it wasn't in their heart. Now we've learnt this doctrine, we've reckoned it, we are yielding to it on an ongoing basis, and now we have obeyed. It's from the heart. It's that which is within us, and now that's what's gonna flow out from us. It's that outward flow like we had in the gospel meeting.
That's very good. Now, can I use the illustration that you talked about earlier, just to summarize where we are now? Very good. We have our facts in place in our bank account, right? In your benefit book that you get with that credit card that you're receiving by the end of the week. You get all of the things that you have in there, right? For your account. Are we all understanding that? Are we all in agreement? Do we know what we have in our bank account? Yes or no? I want to hear a big yes or a big no. We all know what we have in our bank account. Forgiveness of sin, justification, reconciliation. We're dead. Our old man is crucified. And we have agreed with God on his calculation. We have agreed that that's really what we have in our bank account. We agreed with that. Have we agreed with that or not? We agreed with that. And we decided also that we're going to yield based on what we know now, and based not only on facts, but upon math, we're going to act accordingly.